If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The national charity Sleep in Heavenly Peace relies on volunteers in local communities to build beds for kids who don't have them. Unfortunately, the Carlinville, Illinois chapter had its storage unit broken into Christmas Eve, and somebody stole all the tools. KMOX's Brad Cho talked with chapter co-president Josh Carnduff about how the community is rallying to get the charity back in business.
They got, you know, all of our drills and impacts, our sanders. They even took our miter saw with the miter saw cart and took everything as little as a rubber mallet.
Unbelievable. What holiday spirit, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was quite frustrating. We've been working with the Carlinville Police Department. They've been great with trying to help us out and figure out what was going on, and the school has also been great with it. It's just, you know, it's unfortunate. They said that they haven't had any calls out there in 5 years or so. And now that we were out there, someone decided that, I don't know what they were looking for, but very unfortunate.
So now the community's rallying. Tell me about that.
Brad, I will tell you, it is, in my eyes, in my mind, it's what Carlinville is about. The amount of support that we have had from the community, the amount of outreach, the amount of shares on social media, the amount of businesses that have stepped up and wanted to help, just the people, the community, it's amazing how when something bad happens, it can really bring out the best in a community, right? So, you know, you see everything on social media, and basically when you get a community together on social media, you only see people arguing. And, you know, with this unfortunate situation, it's only been true support. And like I said, in my eyes, really shows what the values of Carlinville is all about.
And so now you'll hopefully be able to replace them, and then any extra money will go towards the charity, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we'll be able to replace our tools. Well, hopefully after, you know, receiving enough donations, which we're on our way for. Like I said, the community's been great. But we'll be able to replace the tools. We'll potentially be able to buy some more tools that actually allows us to have more community volunteers come out and help build beds. And then it'll also go directly towards, you know, the lumber to build the beds, the mattresses, the bedding, everything like that. You know, the community really has just been great with everything, with any kinds of donations to us. So we're very blessed and very grateful.
And did I see you got like 30 something orders to fill in the new year?
Yeah, so far we just launched in October, and we've delivered 17 beds so far in just a couple months, and we have over 30 applications out right now. And you know, the one thing that I ask from applications, because what we do, Brad, is no strings attached. You know, our goal is when we deliver the full bed, mattress, bedding to where the kids can jump right in. And it's no strings attached. But the one thing that I ask is to continue to let people in the area that we serve know that this resource is available. In our minds, the best thing that people can do for us is make sure that if anyone else is in need, we can hopefully fulfill that need.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.